It is time for our high school update, and today we focus on Franklin Alternative High School, Coldwater School District, and welcome in longtime principal Jan Storrs in the studio with us this morning. And heard the word now, two more days on the school year, obviously, because of the snow days. How did you guys kind of work with that? Because you've got more of a transit population, the kids that drive out there. Was it a struggle for them, even on days that you were open sometimes, to get them to school all the time?
It's kind of always a struggle to get them there. And yeah, the schedule is just, you know, abysmal in that sense. But, you know, I think every school district has had to struggle with, you know, getting them there and getting them on task. Every time you have like a weekend, on Monday's hard. So this year we had a lot of Mondays in that sense. And yeah, it is very, very hard. It does affect their education. As much as you kind of hate to have to go another couple of days, it really has robbed them of educational time.
Yeah. And like you said, it just disrupting the attitudes, if nothing else, of, you know, even probably the day before, oh, we're going to have school tomorrow, you know, that even that takes you off task a little bit.
It was interesting, though. Kids were kind of, at some level, complaining about snow days. It's kind of strange to hear, but they're going, not another one. You know, but hey, it's looking like Christmas out today, so who knows?
There you go. Well, let's talk about what's happening on the calendar now at Franklin here. We're into March with just a couple more months left of the school year.
Actually, for us, it's the end of our third quarter. We're doing finals this week, and we will be starting our fourth quarter next Monday. We will be probably taking in a few new students, some kids who have moved into the area or maybe just need us at the last minute to hopefully graduate on time. So it'll be a kind of a new beginning for us next Monday again. We just finished ACT testing. We tested 22 students, I believe, and I have to say they did an incredible job of being there, being on time, working as hard as they possibly could. Their attitudes and their intent during those tests is just really wonderful. It doesn't always show up in their scores, but I can't fault them for trying. They did a great job. So that just finished, and then we're going to get ready for NWEA testing for some of the underclass students. That's coming up. So lots of time testing.
So it sounds like still busy times for the spring at Franklin Alternative High School, located, of course, on the campus there. In Girard, school board right now and administration, you're working on some changes for next year. Nothing officially announced yet by the school board, but look for some changes next year in that program, right?
Yeah, you know, change is often good. It's often necessary. It's often timely. And I think in this particular case, it's probably all three of those things. I think we have to, you know, the state has put a lot of mandates on us for kids to be achieving better and to be achieving quicker. And there's timelines and guidelines, and they have to be able to be on task, and we have to do everything we can to get them on task quicker. So, you know, I think it's a good time. If you haven't heard, I'm probably going to retire at the end of the year, so it's even a good time to do it with me kind of leaving. It's a fresh look at how can we better provide them with the academic support services that they need. Things that are being talked about will also address them earlier. Right now, we kind of get the 11th, 12th graders who are in a big hole. The proposals we're trying to sort out, we'll get with kids at 8th, 9th, 10th grade who are beginning to show failure to kind of get them into recovery before they get into the big hole. I think that's an excellent idea. So there are a lot of really good things that are being talked about. I worry, obviously, about transitions. I worry about losing kids, you know, as we do the transitioning. But a committee is very active, working every couple of weeks. We get together and talk about how can we fix all these little holes and how can we make it work better for the kids.
The students you have out there right now, are they all students that would normally be in the Coldwater School District, or are there some from other districts that are coming in?
We have lots of kids coming from Quincy, Bronson, Tekonja, Union City, Homer. We've had them from as far as Reading and Hillsdale and Allen and near Orland. You know, one of our problems is being in Girard. It's a beautiful school, but it does rob the kids of a lot of academic time. Right now, they spend, some of our kids that come from like Ray or near Orland, kind of those areas up by Butler Speedway, they ride three buses one way, three buses home. And that's a long time to be on a bus to get into Franklin to be there for an hour less a day than all the other kids that are in school. So our kids who probably need more academic help are actually in school over an hour less a day than the kids in the regular school. It's kind of backwards. Our kids probably should have more school, not less. So we're looking at ways how to fix that problem, how to fix the transportation. That's a huge, huge problem that, you know, has been on my back for a lot of years, and it's hard. So, you know, we're looking at how can we fix these things, again, to give them more academic time, quicker academic support, and being more focused, more individualized. We're just going to say, how can we make this better for the kids?
Well, we'll look for more of that to come out from the school board and the administration over the next month or two. So. All right, perfect. And we're not letting you off the hook. We got one more of these updates with you scheduled at the very end of the school year.
Yep, so, I'll be here.
So before you retire, you'll have one more chance on the radio. So.
I will be here. I'll probably cry. Okay?
I'll have to have a big cake for you or something.
Okay.
A big retirement party. Jan Storrs in the studio with us this morning on our high school update focusing on Franklin High School.